And 96.9 FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOE News Time is 826. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have Victoria Partridge, lead organizer and lead spokesperson of the Street Cats Club, joining us on the Newsmaker 2 segment today.
Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you on board with us. How are things going so far today?
Oh, awesome. I mean, it's still early, but I think it's going to be a great day.
Well, you've had a great year to date here, the way it sounds, because a lot of goals that you've had when it comes to, essentially keeping cats in the area safe, you've been able to meet. And I wanted to start here with the adoption slash trap, neuter, release programs that you've been able to work through.
Yeah, we actually just hit our 100th adoption of the year. Well, not of the year, I'm sorry, since we started. Let me be accurate there.
Sure.
Our 100th adoption since we started, which is really, really exciting.
Why is that so exciting for you, and how long have you guys been at this?
So the Street Cats Club started in 2019 and really kicked off the ground in 2020, even with COVID, because in 2020 is whenever it branched out from a one-person deal to really growing this amazing team that we have now. And so to know that in the past really 2 years, we have managed to take 100 sick, injured, or orphaned stray cats off the streets and make them adoptable and get them into their wonderful, perfect forever homes, that is why it is really exciting.
So how does the world, let's talk about first your overall mission of the Street Cats Club, and then Victoria, how does it work? Where do you find the cats? How does this all come to you?
Sure. So the mission of the Street Cats Club is to improve the lives of stray cats through the Trap, Neuter, Return program, otherwise called TNR, and then also by fostering sick, injured, or orphaned stray cats, and then we also do community support. So the way that we find the cats, most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, they are called in to us or people fill out our TNR request form, which is on our website. So these are community members or people that are caring for cats and see if their colony is just getting out of control because there's no, population control established. All these cats are intact and they're just making babies and those babies grow up and they make more babies and it just gets out of control. And then the caregivers are trying their best, but it just becomes too many cats and food gets expensive, et cetera. So
for the cats that are found, I guess maybe that are not in home settings, just let folks know, I guess maybe what type of condition physically they're coming to you, because for folks that haven't looked on social media to see what you're dealing with, the cats generally speaking, they're not in the best physical health.
Mm-mm. Right. So for our foster program, we are pretty specific on the type of cats that we will accept into our foster program. One, they have to be stray cats. They cannot be owned cats that are somebody's home cats. And then they also have to be either sick, injured, or orphaned cats. So if they are a healthy cat that is a stray cat, we will just spay or neuter it, give it vaccinations, and put it back where we found it. But if it is a sick, injured, or orphaned cat, it comes into our foster program. So every single cat that is adopted from our foster program has a story. Almost all of them receive some sort of medical care. So either they're coming in with upper respiratory infections, some of them need major surgeries because they have been injured maybe by being hit by a car and they have, a diaphragmatic hernia. We've had three of those. Some of them have had amputations or eye removals. And then about 50% of the cats that come into our programs are orphaned kittens who are under the age of 8 weeks old and have to be bottle fed because their mothers have been killed.
Now, it sounds like you must have a pretty wide-ranging foster network with these cats. There's no shortage of cats, it sounds like, obviously. So how does your foster network work? Is that how you house all these cats that come to you, Victoria?
Yes. So we have an amazing foster coordinator. His name is William Boyer, and he manages all of our foster homes. We have more than a dozen foster homes, and all of these individuals, they have their own unique interests and skills and homes that they're bringing these cats into. And so anybody that comes in to be a foster with us, we train them. We work with their situation. Some people can only take in one or two cats at a time. Some people can only take in older cats. Whatever your situation is, we can work with it and make sure that the cats that are placed in your home are the ones that work best for your lifestyle, basically. Like I said, we provide a lot of support. So if someone needs to go on vacation, we have other foster homes that can come in and help you. If you're going on vacation and you have cats that need to be taken care of that you're fostering, but honestly, it's all works. It's the magic of Will. He takes care of it all and keeps us all in line, and I really appreciate him.
Right. Victoria Partridge of the Street Cats Club joining us here after the Street Cats Club recently logged its 100th cat adoption after a couple of years of work. Victoria, I wanted to get you kind of a two-part question here. One is, mm-hmm. when you got started here with this effort, did you expect the conditions of the cats that you're really helping now? And the other part of the question is, when you set up the club, when you set up this rescue operation, did you have a really good idea of how things were going to go, or have you added some things as you've gone here to meet the needs as they've unfolded?
So for the first part, yes, I did expect that the cats would be pretty rough coming in, because I knew that there were already rescues and groups in town that were working on helping a lot of animals, but I knew that we needed a group in town that was really specifically geared towards the stray cats, and knowing that stray cats who are living outside often have very rough conditions that they're living in, and so therefore those cats are sometimes in poor condition themselves. So I knew that that was likely what we were dealing with. And then the second part of the question, our mission really hasn't changed from the beginning, which has been really great. What has been unexpected is how many people have joined in to support that mission and how big the group has gotten, the short amount of time that it's been going. And that has really helped us to have the success that we've had in regards to how many cats we've been able to help, because not only did we just hit our 100th adoption, but we've already spayed and neutered over 140 stray cats this year. And another, like, I think it was 60 to 80 foster cats this year. So over 200 cats have already been spayed and neutered through our program just in 2020 as of today.
Yeah, that's impactful.
That's impressive.
That's impactful, indeed. Well, Victoria, let's talk about money. This isn't cheap. You got medical bills, obviously issues with a lot of these cats coming in, and you talk about the spay and neutering aspect of these the cats. So how does this all work? How are you funded? Where do you get your money?
So almost all of our money comes in from donations from community members, which is amazing. I will be very transparent that our spays and neuters are covered almost 100% through the K-State Veterinary Mobile Unit, which we love them so much, and we are very glad for their partnership, because that has made a huge impact, especially in our PNR efforts. But like I was mentioning earlier, so many of our cats have medical issues that are above and beyond what spays and neuters cover. And so, we have great partnerships with the vets here in town, but we also have some pretty decent bills with them as well. Mm-hmm. So we are currently running a fundraiser, two fundraisers, that I would love for your audience to go and check out off of our Facebook Street Cats Club. That would be great. One is an online auction, and one is a giveaway where you enter to win $300 worth of Mods gift certificates, so you can get an awesome tattoo.
Yeah. Cool. Hop on the Street Cats Club Facebook page and check that out. Now, if you're fostering any of these cats, do you support them any financially, Victoria? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cover all of their medical costs. Our foster homes, they cover the cost of their food and litter for the cats. But in exchange, the adoption fee that people pay to adopt the cats and bring them into their homes, that fee goes back to the foster homes to kind of replenish some of the money they've spent on food and litter. But we take care of all the medical.
Sounds good. All right. Well, Victoria, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we close things down and, again, kind of help you celebrate the milestones that you've recently hit?
Yeah, I want to share that we are participating in Match Day this year, and we're really, really excited about it. So if anybody's interested in doing a monetary donation for us, to reach out to us through our Facebook, our website, however, and let's talk about making that monetary donation have a really huge impact by having it occur during those Match Day timeframes.
Outstanding. Well, really appreciate your time, and keep us posted here on how things go here, Victoria. It sounds like you guys are doing great work, and in case you need to broaden that foster network, please reach out. We'll be happy to help.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Victoria. Appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Victoria Partridge of the Street Cats Club, doing fine work.
Definitely.
Obviously, in a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cat population getting a lot of help from the Street Cats Club. And also kind of want to put this on your radar, too, that the Humane Society of the Flint Hills has been busy as well with the Emporia Animal Shelter. So next week after the ESU Buzz around 8:40, we'll be joined by Humane Society Director Stephanie Achille getting that particular update.
All right, looking forward to that. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. Again, healthcare without the headache. Good morning. It's 8:37. Stay tuned. Headlines time.
Brittany Griner speaking in court as a decision remains pending.